Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, let's hook up with Jason Lockham for the NFL today on CBS. How you doing, buddy?
What's going on, dude?
Hey, so we're going to Vegas tonight after the show for Mayweather, and then we're staying for another week in Vegas for the first week of college football season. So an 11-day bender for Pharrell. Ooh.
Pack an extra liver. Sounds like fun.
Yeah, so let me ask you a question. Yeah, some of these questions aren't pleasant. First of all, I just can't take it anymore. I really can't take it. All of the crying about Colin Kaepernick. Oh, my God. So they had a rally today for him. And my question is, it was a big, you know, huge NAACP thing, a bunch of reverends I've never heard of, black reverends speaking about God and how persecuted the blacks are and everything else. And I'm being honest here. Isn't the league literally 70% or more black players? They're all rich. They're all doing well. They all have incredible gigs, contracts, living in mansions. Their kids are in private schools. And none of them care about this guy. It's the funniest thing I've ever heard in my life, that they all sit around with their wives in bed at night worrying about Colin Kaepernick. You cannot sell that to me, Jason. I think that these religious leaders, these NAACP people, they're all turning this into something. It's all, he's being persecuted, and it's just, to me, it's unbelievable. It really is unbelievable. It's like, I can't even take it anymore. How does that sound? Like, can you imagine?
It's quite a rant. Well, let me ask you this. There's about 118, I think, quarterbacks under contract right now.
Right.
Do you think there's 118 quarterbacks more equipped to run an NFL offense than Colin Kaepernick?
I don't think so. I think that they totally don't want him on their team because these billionaire white owners don't want any part of his, his whole thing of saving the world. They're just, they want no part of him. They want no part of him. It's that simple. This isn't about football anymore. It's what, no, they don't want his whole act.
Whatever they want to call a distraction or however they want to paint it. I mean, I would point out the guy's literally donating $1 million, and it is actually
good for him.
Grassroots stuff.
But good for him. It's fantastic.
As more players adopt the form of protest that he first sort of, I guess he was sort of the vanguard of this, right? He was the first guy to do it, at least the first guy to do it recently. When you see 12 Browns players, when you've seen, you know, three or four Seahawks or whatever, I think that maybe over time, the more that happens, the less of a big deal it becomes, that maybe that at some point helps Colin Kaepernick get back. But right now, because it's the quarterback position and because he has been treated as if he's not actually an NFL free agent, that I think he'll continue to be ignored by those rich owners that you spoke of, until one of them gets so desperate that they think that guy might actually save their season or help them make some more money,
right,
or put some fannies in the seat, you know, give people a reason to still hope, sell some hot dogs and posters. Then he'll have a job. If that point doesn't come, if there isn't a contending team that gets wiped out at the quarterback position, then I think they'll just continue to ignore him.
What about, I got to be honest with you. Like, they've turned into Marshawn Lynch sitting at every game for the anthem, and then the guy Jenkins. It never ends. Now they, on a weekly basis, these networks cover guys sitting or raising their fist. And to me, it just doesn't matter anymore. You can sit until the Pharrell and cows come home. No one I know on the face of the earth cares anymore about all their complaining and all of their fighting for whatever. Whatever. I don't even, what are they fighting for? What do they want? You know what they want? This is what I said earlier. And rant, you can call it whatever you want. I'm right. The bottom line is that what they want is a better deal than the one they bent over on for the last 10 years. So Winston and Smith, who did a crappy job, by the way, in that deal that they got a Peterbilt backed up into their garage by the owners. That's what they should worry about. A better CBA instead of worrying about saving the world or all of their problems, which they really have none of.
Yeah, I don't know that I could say these guys have no problems. I don't know that bigotry and hatred and racism stop in a certain zip code or a certain area code. And a lot of these guys come from very humble means and dealt very much with those things.
I agree with that. Do you really think that because Marshawn Lynch is sitting down at a football game, it's going to end?
No, but I think he has a constitutional right to make a statement. And if that gets one more kid to be more engaged socially, if that gets somebody else out there to investigate something else that's going on, if that gets one more person to pay attention to Charlottesville and the way certain people in our government responded to it, then they have a constitutional right. It's protected speech. It's not hate speech.
Fair enough.
It's not inflammatory.
Fair enough. I also don't think the NFL had anything to do with Charlottesville.
No, it didn't, but these are human beings. So, I mean, again, you don't have to agree with it. You don't have to like it. If people want to boycott games, they can. If people want to turn the TVs off, they can.
Good luck. Good luck with that.
I don't think that the ratings last year, the blip, had to do with this. And I don't think ratings will be down this year because of this. And, you know, look, there was a time when I talked to a lot of the guys who I work with at the NFL on CBS, like you talk to Boomer and Phil Simms and those guys, they didn't even know when the national anthem was most of the times because it wasn't scripted and it wasn't flyovers and all this stuff, and you'd still be getting taped up, you know what I mean, or doing a shot at Jack, and you didn't know, you know what I mean? It wasn't at the same time in every single, you know, some of these places would do it 20 minutes before the game, some would do it 5 before the game, but it's turned into sort of part of the packaged NFL product, which I think in its own sort of ironic way provided the forum that these guys have sort of taken advantage of or used to, you know, bring, you know, attention to the causes that they care about.
Listen, I'll say this. I don't deny anything that they are going through, that they are screwed by police, that they are brutalized by police, that they're shafted and screwed and this and that. All I'm saying is I just don't think that the cure for all of it is sitting on the NFL football field. I'm convinced.
No, I don't think it has to do with the cure, though. I would say the cure is more Michael Bennett going to Africa or going to a Native American reservation and spending a week there or going to Haiti, you know what I mean? Or talking to people who have a different point of view from him so he can try to figure out a way to connect with them on some level. I think the cure comes from what a lot of these guys are doing, walking the walk, not just talking the talk or sitting the seat, as it were, when it comes to this particular protest. But for them, they, you know, and I spent a lot of time with Michael Bennett. I was in Seattle right after, you know, he sat for the first preseason game. And for him, it was more about, I don't feel complete as a person unless I do something for my soul, for my conscience, that is just my way of saying I don't agree with this, and this isn't really America.
I think he does a great job. I think he stands for something, and I think his expression of his feelings and everything has been tasteful and smart and calculated, and it's been different.
He's from
than
a military family.
Well,
he's got a lot of military in his family, and this is a guy who every year goes out to Hawaii and throws huge parties for military families, like. I don't think there's anything un-American about what he's doing. Now, other people obviously would disagree, and that's one of the great things about this country. But the people who know him and know his heart feel like he truly was a guy who felt like, if I don't do something on this platform that I've been given, then shame on me. And so, you know, he's not doing it to, I think, in any way, like, it's not selfish. I think it's selfless in that he feels like he's so sort of hurt by so much that's going on that maybe in some way he can bring attention to the fact that, you know, this isn't right. And while I can't fix it on a football field, I'm not going to pretend it's not going on in the world while I'm on a football field.
So your story about Wentz and the Eagles, how far can they go with him this year? Because, like, he had great moments last year, like that Pittsburgh game when he blew out the Steelers. But then it all fizzled out a little bit. Do you think it'll be different this year?
I do. I think it's a better supporting cast. I think they have a stable offensive line. you know, there, people in Philadelphia are freaking out, and they tend to freak out in general anytime when it comes to their sports teams. But, you know, they didn't like what they saw the last preseason game, and, oh, you know, Torrey Smith hasn't caught a pass yet in the preseason, and, boy, you had three and outs, and, you know, LeGarrette Blount, they should cut him, and the guy just got there. Like, I think they'll be fine. I think it's certain. Look, is it the end-all and be-all roster? No, but it's better than last year. I think he has people who can work the deep part of the field now more, and he's got such a live arm in Alshon Jeffrey and in Torrey Smith. I think, are they going to win a Super Bowl this year? No, but I think they're a competitive football team. I think they'll be better defensively as well, and I think they can finish with a record above 500.
Do you think, lastly, I got under a minute, do you think, lastly, that all these people talking about the Pats, 19-0 and everything, unstoppable, that they're automatic, there's no reason to even play the season, the Pats are going to win the Super Bowl again, do you buy any of that?
Well, I buy that they're going to win that division by, you know, probably not Halloween, but maybe before Thanksgiving, but that's not really new. I mean, that division isn't usually that competitive. I think they'll be the one seed in the AFC. I don't think they're running the table, nor do I think that that's their motivation this year. They've been there, done that, and the year, you know, that it was perfect, it wasn't perfect in the only game that really mattered that entire season, at least to them when they're in Super Bowl or bust mode every year. So, no, I don't think that's the motivation. I don't think that's how they'll play it. But I do think they have a better roster than the one that won the Super Bowl. I do think they should be the fairly heavy favorites to win this whole thing. And I still don't know that second tier of quote-unquote great teams. I think it's going to be a lot like the last few years. I think it's going to be fairly watered down, a lot of parity. And I don't know that there's going to be that many, quote-unquote, you know, truly great teams.
Jason Lockin for NFL Today on CBS. Stoked for the season like we are. It's a few weeks away. Jason, thanks for coming on the bench. We'll catch up soon.
Sounds good, buddy. Thank you.
Jason Lockin for of the NFL on CBS.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.